over the gaming table of the kings. Agamemnon has requested the game of Goose. And later in the evening, there will be a great banquet in the gallery of Bacchus.
I shall wear this dress. If I knew of one more austere and higher necked, I should wrap myself in it until my husband returns. What would that slave with me?
He comes from Lord Parrish, Your Majesty.
There, I was afraid of that.
Your Majesty.
I won't see him, Bacchus.
You will refuse him?
Yes.
Are you afraid?
Afraid? High need his own daughter.
Then you must see him.
Very well. In a minute, Bobby, she may show him in. But first, let me invoke my mother's guidance. I love to stand in meditation in front of this dear fountain party. My dear father and mother.
Some say I take after my father.
Oh, father, turn towards thy child those sympathetic feet. Why, old Venus, can't you reward someone less susceptible than I to that shepherd? Why must it always be on our family that you perform your most dangerous experiments?
They call me Helicopter Lady, the fated daughter of Leto. And my name I've made a bit shady, he's the circus, etc. Yet I try hard to shut it.
Good evening, madam.
How's everything in Troy?
Oh, fine.
Priam and Hecuba in good health?
Yes, in good health.
And your sister Cassandra?
She's been having bad dreams lately, but the doctor thinks she'll get over.
You're looking at my dress.
Yes.
It's very becoming, don't you think?
Oh, very much so.
You're not very communicative this evening.
No.
Are you angry with me?
Angry with you? Why should I be?
Because I made you late.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Madam, have you ever been face to face with a man who's made a resolution?
You frighten me.
Let's be seated. Now listen.
I'm listening.
Venus promised me the love of the most beautiful woman in the world.
I thought we agreed not to mention that.
Venus promised me the love of the most beautiful woman in the world. Naturally, from first glance, I thought it was you. Your lack of cooperation, however, has caused me to wonder.
What do you mean?
I ask myself, perhaps the most beautiful woman in the world is not Hélène?
And who would it be? Surely not that scandalous Parthenides with all the makeup she smears on. Or that Leonard created such a scene at last year's artist ball. And I know it's not that insignificant little mouse Penelope who spends all her time
madam, it is not Clytemnestra, nor Penelope, nor any of the others you mentioned. Therefore, it has to be you.
Oh.
Yes, madam, you. I know. Don't deny it. And since the gods promised me...
Yes.
Well, madam, for a month now we have been contenting ourselves with sweet nothings. Now, it would be perfectly natural for an ordinary man to content himself with sweet nothings. But I, madam, have judged the beauty of three goddesses. Now, understand...
But I do understand. And now it's your turn to listen.
Well?
The reputation.
Oh, we're back to airy persiflage. Well, I know how to stop that. Madam, my resolution is backed by a theory. There are three ways to a woman's heart.
Three?
Yes. The first is love. Do you want to love me?
No.
You're quite certain?
Yes.
Well, then, let's go on to the second way. Brute force.
Brute force? You wouldn't dare.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, you must love me.
Princess!
Thank you. drinking. That's the scandalous part of it.
True. And now your majesty must dress for dinner.
I most certainly will not dress for dinner.
Well, look who's returning.
Oh, I made a bargain with the kings and agreed to give them back half the take. I hope you approve.
Oh, of course. But let's forget Calchas, the bungling gambler. With Calchas, the grape augur, whom I must consult. You may leave us, Buckley.
Yes, your majesty.
Oh, please send my regrets to the king.
Oh, Calchas, how I suffer, how I struggle.
He was here shortly before the game. He sat
right there where you're sitting, and I was mean to him. I drove him away while my poor...
Oh, there, great queen, courage. The gods will give you strength.
The gods? They're the ones that are trying to undo me.
Oh, no, only Venus. The others...
Yes.
Well, I think you might get the others to intervene. Of course, it will require a few sacrifices and attentions. I mean real sacrifices. None of this fruit and flower business. Certainly no flowers. It will require whole herds of victims.
Victims? Poor Menelaus.
And another thing. You mustn't hide yourself like this. You have to go to the bank.
No, never anything but that. He might be there. And I'm too weak to trust myself. And besides, with all the perfume and the wine and... No, Calchas, I'd better stay right here and try to sleep.
Well, in that case, I might
as well. Please don't leave. Your presence makes me feel so safe.
Oh, you're very kind.
I want to sleep and dream of him.
Of Menelaus?
No, idiot.
Oh, the other one?
Yes. Who dream, and in this dream to see Paris whom I flee. This Paris that I adore. Oh, Calchas, I must have this dream. Promise me this dream.
That's a tough assignment.
Not for you.
Ah, she's asleep. How nice she looks that way. Maybe she'd be more comfortable if a miserable slave daring to enter the queen's chamber. Oh, yes, would you be quiet? You might awaken her. This miserable slave has dared into the queen's chamber.
Yes.
Yes.
I've doubled the number of guards, your majesty.
She's sleeping.
Let's leave her.
I think I'd better stay.
In the queen's bedroom, the idea.
I have to watch over her.
She doesn't need any protection. She's well guarded.
Well guarded, I should say.
So, of course. So come on, let's go to dinner. Maybe we can start another game of goose.
I'm afraid my goose is already cooked.
Come on.
Oh, the ham looks pink. The ham looks pink. Fine, Venus has kept her promise. The queen and the shepherd face to face. It is night. I am alone. Menelaus is in Crete and Venus is on my side. Does this proud princess love me? Will she ever love me? What's that? Oh, just the king's banqueting in the hall of Bacchus.
Paris? Beside me?
Yes, Paris.
It can only be a dream.
What's that?
It's the dream I asked Calchas to send me.
A dream? Perfect. I can only pass myself off as a dream.
This faithful, sweet.
vision.
Yes, tis a vision.
Yes, tis a vision. Turn the rock, see the light.
See the light.
Now lends its mist.
Yet all must end.
Yet all must end. When comes the dawn, say more. Say more. Say more in its sweetness passing swiftly on.
Get out, get out. Thank you. potatoes. So, what's new in Narnia?
Quite a few husbands are leaving their wives.
What's that?
And quite a few wives are leaving their husbands.
You hear?
Parthenice has stolen 3 lovers from Leonar.
Leonar stolen 4 from Parthenice.
Then you owe me one. All right, you can have the fiery Achilles. No, thanks.
Why not?
You see, Parthenice, Leonar, husband, wives, shady connivings, and boudoir rendezvous. It's Venus curse, and it won't stop until she's given it up. I must talk to Menelaus.
Couldn't we get dressed first?
Of course.
That suits me. It's getting cold out here.
Why did the queen insist upon coming down here before the season opens?
To get her nerves under control. She needed it after that terrible scene with Menelaus last week. Since Paris left, she hadn't been able to stand Sparta.
Poor auntie is so unhappy.
Here she comes,
with King Menelaus.
Now, Helen, I want to know what you meant by that. It wasn't just a dream. You used that phrase a week ago under circumstances which...
Oh, my lord!
Under circumstances which I would prefer not to elaborate on. But that dream business bothers me. What wasn't a dream?
You're not. You're not a dream, King Menelaus. I came to Nauplia in order to forget.
To forget. That's another one of your phrases.
I came here to be by the ocean and to relax. I never thought you'd be tagging along everywhere I went with that face of yours always peering at me. You make me sick.
Now that I can't understand. But that dream a week ago, always...
A week ago. Still harping about a week ago. I weren't in control of myself.
Princess, no.
Oh, please. You don't know how unbearable.
I've been demanding an explanation of my wife's conduct of a week ago, and she's refused to give it. But I'll have it this very instant.
Very well. I'll give you an explanation. I tried not to give in, but fate was against me. Venus was too powerful, and you're too weak.
But Helen,
I'll give you something to squawk about, Menelaus.
So that's the explanation I've waited a week to hear.
Well, Menelaus, so it's to hang on to a wife like that you hesitate to save your country.
To save my country? From what?
From the scourge which Venus has let loose all over Greece.
The husbands are leaving wives, and wives are leaving husbands.
All have been exposed to irradiations. Such is the vengeance of Venus. I would say the only plan is for you to give up Helen.
You see, it's such a simple plan. You have a wife.
And the gods ask you to give her up.
So you give her up.
It's elementary, my dear Menelaus, elementary.
And besides, nothing could please the queen more.
I can't see why you want to hold on to a wife like that anyway.
But listen, I have another plan.
Another plan couldn't be as good as the first.
Well, go on, tell us.
I've taken certain steps. I don't quite know how to say this. I think Calchas is going to have a fit.
Why should I have a fit?
I've written to Cythera. He's going to have a fit. And I've demanded that they send the Grand Augur of Venus to us.
Another Grand Augur? This is unfair, subjecting me to competition. I won't have it. It's an outrageous.
I told you.
You're right. He did have a fit. Now, Calchas! Calchas, when you've finished your fit, I'd like to speak to you.
But
Menelaus' plan isn't too bad. No, we might as well try it.
I won't have it. Impossible. Fantastic.
When does the Augur arrive?
If the winds are favorable, any minute.
This way, here it comes! Look, Papa!
A galley?
See?
There's a splendid galley with rose-colored sails.
And with an emblem of Cythera on the stern.
It bears the Grand Augur of Venus to our shores. We must all implore divine pardon at his feet.
Thank you.
must, vile repiners, know that I'm not inclined to sing in minors, nor be greeted in measure low and sad. You should have sung me a chorus cheery and glad. The kingdom of Venus is our regime of glee.
The kingdom of Venus is our regime of glee.
Has agreed to forgive all of you if King Menelaus will do as required of him.
Naturally, I shall, but...
Oh, have no fear. Nothing unreasonable will be asked. Merely that the queen take a little voyage. To Cythera, a scant few miles from here.
Oh, Cythera, I know it well.
Yes, she will go there with me on the galley of Venus, and there sacrifice 100 white heifers with her own hands.
100 white heifers?
Well, I'm a reasonable man would ask to do reasonable things. This only means the queen will have to take a little trip and sacrifice some cows. She will go, and my subjects will pay.
That's all very well, but will the queen agree?
Where is the queen?
Here she is.
The shots, the halters, the shots, the shots. One tip, greater beauty, despite all the care. The shots, the halter, the shots, the shots. One tip, greater beauty, despite all the care.
What sweet words 'tis, I joy to hear them to my ears, they're not unknown.
The auger who is Venus' own. To Cythera, must right now see him come. To please the goddesses, and to appease her ire.
To appease her ire.
I am Perisander.
must go away with me.
No, my honor keeps me on the shore.
Bow to the will then of thy mate.
She's just a short tribune adorned
ill. Behold the hand.
Revenge is mine, Ellen is mine, I am paid.